Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I'll tell you this, guys. We asked at the beginning of the week. What would it take to knock the Super Bowl off of the front page? Right? Heading into the into the Super Bowl week, that whole week. And we said Monday because Kyrie got traded, maybe a KD trade. And it happened. All week we've been leading with NBA. And had AD been traded last night, it would have been a wrap for today, too.
Yeah, hi. How you doing this morning, man?
But he wasn't. Good morning, Key.
What's up, Key?
How you doing? How you guys doing?
What's good, babe?
A lot of sports yesterday and a lot of non-sports yesterday.
I'm not going to lie, on a random note. So yesterday we're walking off the set. And Key sends me a pic of himself when he was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, the hair looks exactly the same. Like, I don't know what juju juice this dude uses for the hair. The hair and the face look exactly the same.
Nah, the face don't look. Face got a few donuts in it, but we'll.
But the hairline is
the
same.
We'll work on that.
It's the same thing.
Basically, same cut, same hairline.
Man,
why bald people always notice that? It's unbelievable.
Exactly, Max.
Yeah, I had a curly top, is what we would call it.
Man,
so
it was glowing.
You know, the sides is faded up, and then a little higher on the top.
Yeah.
It was curly.
It was wet.
All I could do is wet and go. I don't need to do anything. Wet and go. What you mean?
Saying wet and go.
Where'd go?
Her brother
said, I get in the shower and just go. Max, you know that look, right? That just wet and go.
Just go.
That's nothing. Okay, so from California, wet and go.
Jay, I swear to God, I had a high top fade. Well, not high top, but yeah, kind of a high top fade.
Matt doesn't
I look
know
like
what,
Bart Simpson.
Max doesn't know what wet and go means. Matt had the fade.
No, he's a wet and go. Max
now
knows
he
wet and
now
go.
He...
100% wet and go.
But no, actually, Jay, a Baldy or a Caesar is the best thing in the world for your life's quality of life because you
low
get out the
yo.
Shower,
I'm
you're
ready
dry,
to go.
You're gone.
I'm done.
I've Easy. Only had, so when I was a kid, I had French rolls, which is corn rolls now, whatever. But I had French rolls when I was a kid. I didn't like them. I took the scissors and, because
it was,
you know, when you were a kid like that back in that day, girls wore French, you know, French braids. And so you was like, Mommy, I look like a girl. And so you go and
so
you, I went and just took the big old giant, you know, the big old black scissors with the big old black handle, looked like a big old knife. I took them and just plugs all in my hair and everything. And they had to shave. I was looking like you for a couple weeks, Jay.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong.
You know,
come to the
but then side. Since then, it's been the same cut, it's basically.
Same
I had a frohawk, curly top, but basically just a fade, and I keep it moving, man.
Amen. I got one look, and I'm okay with it.
It's good.
But, hey,
you just keep a ball. Hey,
Jay,
you're good.
Yeah. That picture, ooh, you talking
you're
about
cold.
A puller in high school? Oh, I was a puller in high school. I had the little stud, little diamond
when the words
earring.
Underneath the picture says, I was him. I still am him.
All right, Max, that's enough. Go
Take
ahead.
Away, I know you're chomping at the bit. Have we bantered enough? Have
key.
We shown camaraderie? So, yeah, AD did not get moved last night or yesterday by the trade deadline, and so – the Super Bowl will take over headlines today, but I really wonder if AD had been moved, what would coverage of sports been like today, right? Would it because the NBA looked good this week because it's always the NFL bumping the NBA. Like some big things happen in the NBA, and then some little detail in the NFL comes out and it bumps the NBA off the headlines.
Like
but
Mahomes
this week,
winning MVP?
Yeah, right. Yeah, something like that.
That's a pretty big one.
But this week it was the opposite. I know it took a big things for the NBA to bump the NFL, but it did. It bumped it in terms of coverage.
See, it didn't really, and I hate to poo-poo it, didn't really bump it because today is really the juice day. You know, the juice day for the NFL is Friday and Saturday, the hype, the build-up. When you got 2 weeks of trying to figure out what to do, you know, the NBA, the good thing about it is – because it's 18 games now, 17 games in 18 weeks, they could push that thing back so the NBA actually does not get buried in the course of the Super Bowl, but at the same time, they got their own little space for about 3 days during the trade deadline.
Yeah. But see, Key, I look at it, the NBA is built for social media. So, like, on Twitter, it just erupts. It goes crazy. And I actually think this helps the NFL, right? Because that two-week in-between period, man, you could talk about the NFL, like the Super Bowl game for so long before you're like, all right, tell me another detail.
You done ran out of
here
how many
goes
times?
Another, you know, human interest
story. You start trying to come up with is Mahomes' right toe bigger than Hurts' left?
Like, man, y'all stretching. So now actually gives us a chance for the next 2 days to get like deep into the trenches on the matchups and the bigger schemes of the game.
But I wonder,
I'm glad you'll
if
be working
AD
over the next 2 days.
This is how I judge it. You have a rundown. In this business, folks, called a rundown. You get together, you figure out what you're going to be talking about this block at this time on TV and radio. And I noticed all week rundowns got torn up because there was NBA breaking news. You know, that's what I mean by bumping something off so-called front page or the A block in TV or whatever. The lead story. I wonder if AD didn't get moved. But if he did, what would we be talking about for most of these 4 hours?
Anthony Davis.
Yes. It didn't happen, but like stuff like that was happening all week. Anyway, the trade deadline came and went, 3 p.m. yesterday. 11 players were traded back to a team that they had previously played with.
Hello, Gary Payton II.
Yep. You know, even
back to the Warriors. Should have re-signed them right then.
D'Angelo Russell, who they used the second overall pick on. Like the Lakers went all and moved so many pieces to get Anthony Davis, right? And now are reacquiring some of the pieces that moved in all of that, and looks like they got better to me, the Lakers, for sure.
Yeah, they got a little bit. They got a little bit better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Nah. A little bit better, man. They still gonna be what, the 6, 7, 8,
as opposed to the play-in, though. They may have been headed for the play-in.
Well, they could still be a play-in,
yeah, but not if you're 6.
Well, our 6 is on the high, though, Max.
Yeah,
you know that's high. That's ambitious.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know.
You know, I know we'll get into winners and losers of the trade deadline, but, you know, one of the things that really stood out to me yesterday was 44 second-rounders were traded for. Mm. 44. Yeah. Just yesterday, second-round picks got dealt. Like, you had Jay Crowder go for 5 second-rounders. You had Sadiq Bey go for 5 second-rounders. Like, look at you. You're
what
like,
does that, what does
you're
that
like,
say,
Sadiq Bey,
though,
who
Jay?
The hell?
5 seconds, but let me ask.
What does that say, though, Jay?
Like, well, it's one of these things, Key, where you feel like I don't think teams know what to do with because they're not sure about what the value is going to have. But here are some guys that were second rounders in the draft. Nikola Jokic was a second rounder. Chris Middleton was a second rounder. Draymond Green, Manu Ginobili, Gilbert Arenas, Marc Gasol, Jalen Brunson, who just got paid $100+ million for the New York Knicks. You can find those.
So there's real value.
There is if you found the right spot, but it's pretty much going to be used for other picks down the line.
Hey, do you think Giannis is on the brain? Because Kareem, I saw on social media, Kareem was talking about, man, I feel Giannis makes me feel like I'm overcoached because – you know, it was like, don't ever try to take the ball up the floor off, you know, don't grab the rebound and go. And I watch Giannis do it, and, you know, he's giving Giannis his props. But, like, with all the hype about what's going on and with all the hype around the Celtics this year because they've been playing so well and Tatum and Brown, man, Giannis, when he has his crew healthy, still going to be the best player on the floor maybe every night, right? Especially if he has a crew with him. They get Jay Crowder for those second rounders. You were just talking about how many teams could use Jay Crowder yesterday, Jay. Does Crowder on the Bucks make them now the favorites in your estimate in estimation in the East?
I still think the Celtics are going to be the favorite, but that's going to be a dogfight between those two teams. Like, I think those two teams are the best two teams in the Eastern Conference. I have the Philadelphia 76ers on the outside looking in from those two teams. But when the Bucks won it a couple of years ago, who was the difference maker on that team? P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker's no longer there, right? He's in Philly. Jay Crowder is that same type of role guy who can make threes and also takes the best defensive assignment and also hasn't played this season. So he's going to be healthier. He's going to be fresher. Once he gets his sea legs back together, they're going to have a chance to be one of the most complete teams in the NBA.
I got
to
tell you, I think I like the Bucks now off that move. I think that's
in the East or just in general?
No, in the East I'm talking about, I have to think about in general, but in the East I think I like I think when you have evenly matched teams, and with this move, they're kind of evenly matched. If the Bucks are healthy, I like the team with the best player. I think Giannis is better than Tatum or Brown. You know,
Different, better.
Yes,
one different. Guy's a big, another, you know, so it's different. It'll be interesting because the Bucks' problem is health. Can Jrue Holiday stay healthy? Can Middleton stay healthy? That's their biggest issue, right? I mean, if they stay healthy, then I think that. Like losing PJ Tucker, which was a veteran, like one of those nasty, in your face, hustle and bustle type guys,
great locker room guy.
Yeah, great locker may not fill it up, but then they get Jay Crowder now. That's the same kind of, like Jay said, same kind of player. And let's just see how he fits in that role now with Milwaukee. Will he be the same type of guy that Tucker was?
Remember when Ja Morant was talking about? They're the best in the West, and it's easy. Like, remember, like, oh, yeah, everybody kept, whoa, okay. Okay, Western Conference. Like, Memphis didn't really make any moves, and everybody kind of jumped, right? And think about Golden State for a second. I'm just going to say this. So Steph is out right now. When Steph comes back, one of the difference makers on that team was Gary Payton II with the kind of pressure he always applied on the ball defensively. And there was a lot of that identity from the – guard perspective, defensive perspective that Golden State does not have this year. They did not get with Dante DiVincenzo, right? So now you add him back to the table, and they traded the second pick in the draft. James Wiseman is on the Detroit Pistons.
For the Warriors, that pick was a bust. I'm not saying James Wiseman, we'll see what happens. I know you guys don't like the word bust, but you spend the second pick on the draft, and this is what happens when you're hoping to
transition. I'm not going to say it's a bust.
But
I'm not going to say it's a bust.
You draft the guy hoping to transition without missing a beat, stay great, and then also, but it didn't happen.
But it's hard when you're second pick in the draft, going to a championship contender team
just
where you need to play right now.
Yeah, like, you
there's
ain't got
no
room
margin
for
him. Error.
But look what he gets.
No room for him.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you get a chance, typically your second pick in the draft, you're going to a bad team. You're going to play.
There you go, Jay. You're
going to night. You get a chance
there
to
you
work
go.
Through all that stuff.
You're going
to
walk
you're
right
under
in
a microscope
when they drafted him.
You're going to walk right in. No, but you're going to walk right in when you're a top lottery pick like that. You're going to walk right in and play and get the minutes. And it's just what it is. But you're the loaded team. How many teams that win championships get the second pick in the draft?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
He spent more time playing in the G League than he did actually on the Warriors.
But he wasn't showing people enough as he was doing that.
He can't fit in those rotations, man. Those schemes are challenging. Like, the scheme, how the Warriors.
Even in the G League. In other words, at some point, given this much time in the league or having been drafted already, you need to show people enough to make even another team be like, yes, I will give you a lot for that because that can be really good. So far, that pick did not work out the way the Warriors wanted.
I'm not calling him a bust. For them, the pick was a bust. But when Detroit trades for a guy like that, they're not even looking at his pro stuff. They're looking at what he did prior to that because that's really all the data that they have. They fall in love. They've been in love with him for a couple years.
Who are the winners and losers of the deadline?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Talking about winners and losers at the trade deadline, guys. You feeling it, Jay?
It's like church music right here, man.
Who are the winners at the deadline, Jay?
Some of the winners? Can I start with some of the losers first?
Well, sure, if you want.
Because I watched my losers lose last night to my Brooklyn Nets and the Chicago Bulls. I don't know what the Chicago Bulls are doing. I really don't. Lonzo Ball isn't expected to come back and play anytime soon. Okay,
Alex Caruso. Is he ever going
to
be right?
I was about to say, how long has Zoe been out?
That's a great question. It seems like he's been out since he signed with the Bulls.
Man, I think he's such a good underrated player when he's healthy.
Love him,
winning
he's
player
knees,
when he's healthy.
Man. Like, huh? I see him. I think Brandon Roy a little bit now with the knees. It's really concerning. And I Alex Caruso, you can get a first round pick for Alex Caruso, but there was no movement. You were talking here
so
things
you
about
parlay Alex Caruso into a one.
Yes,
dude
Key.
From the G League.
Yes, spare part, nice little defender type
Alex
guy.
I love Alex.
Yeah, no question.
Caruso.
Lakers fans love him.
Plus, he's that guy. You know, he's like a Joe Burrow. He falls in line.
Well,
you know,
yeah, Key, he'll get you one. It's like, well, I laugh because people are like, oh yeah, well, KD got traded for 4 firsts. I'm like, actually, KD got traded for 6 firsts because you would have got 2 firsts for Mikal Bridges. Like, you can get a first for Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso could be a part of a
I believe you can. It's just. When you hear it, it's like a one for Alex Caruso, you know, because you know his story coming back from, you know, going to the G League, 2-way contract back and forward, then going to the Lakers, obviously doing his deal, parlaying that into success, and then going to Chicago. And now you're like, well, you can get a one for it.
I like Alex Caruso. I'll give you a top 29 protected one. I got to protect a lot of slots if it's a first-round pick and you get me out. I like Caruso.
Conversations between the Knicks and Zach LaVine. You heard conversations with the Lakers potentially and Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Vucevic. Vucevic is going to be an unrestricted free agent. He wants to sign back with the Bulls. Now you're wondering if the Bulls are going to get Russell Westbrook after he gets bought out by the Utah Jazz if they agree on the buyout.
I was going to ask you this. How long, because obviously nothing happened yesterday, how long before you buy him out? Like, how long does it take?
He just needs to come to an agreement with Danny Ainge. I mean, on whether he wants
to. So it might take a day, it might take a week, it might take 2 days.
It might take
a couple days.
There's
no rush.
Yeah, there's no rush. It might take a couple days.
What, you know, Bobby Marks was making the case. I mean, listen, everyone hears the same stuff and everything, but Bobby Marks. It was Bobby Marks yesterday, right, Key, who talked about Westbrook to the Chicago. It does make some sense, Jay, in the sense that if there is, as Bobby said, a malaise there and you need a dude to kind of energize things for 30 games.
I mean, I'll take a swing at it. I just don't see that fixing anything long-term.
For free?
Yeah, but if
yeah,
I'm
free,
Westbrook,
but that doesn't fix anything
but if
long-term.
I'm Westbrook anyway, I'm not going to Chicago. I'm trying to go somewhere. I got to get a ring, Max.
Yeah, if you're Westbrook,
I get it, and I know – we had this conversation yesterday about Brooke. Go somewhere where you can be a veteran leader, but you also got a chance to win.
Yeah, they need a punch. Someone who needs a punch off the bench.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
that's not, you're not chasing money, clearly. Let's chase the ring now.
But, Key, the only thing about Russ being a punch off the bench is he has to look at those starting five and think that, like, he's not better than them or understand
well,
or just accept
it,
that role,
but
which I'm not sure
you,
Russ is going to do.
But if I'm bringing you into a championship team.
Yeah, what are championship teams, though, Key?
But you know what I would say?
Okay, championship teams to me are.
They're not going to. Those teams aren't going to. There's not going to be a fit for Russ in those championship
teams. Like, a championship team to me would be, can he do something culturally with Miami? Can he, the Clippers? Can he help that situation and them needing a point guard, can he do that?
Clippers like, makes some sense.
But y'all, the Clippers had the same issue with John Wall, though. It's the same thing. The Clippers need, like, a floor general.
Yeah.
And Keith, what do we talk about every time we saw Russ play, man? He'd be moving 1,000 miles per hour all the time. Like, Russ isn't saying, let's calm it down, let's get a possession here. He's not thinking through the game. He's more of a react.
You know,
if he played receiver, he'd be fired.
Man,
what I would say to Russell Westbrook is the cautionary tale for Westbrook is Carmelo Anthony, who hit a dry spot in his career because he was slow to accept a changing role. And I feel like if you go back, and part of the ego is the reason you become a great player, right? But if you go back and Carmelo would have negotiated that part of his career better in his own mind, like gotten out ahead of that, Jay, then he wouldn't have hit that spot, right? He could have transitioned to a great second unit player. And Westbrook, to me, he's probably already been there for a minute.
So speaking of, we talk about him being on Miami, Key, like I have Miami as a loser in this. So I don't know what Miami's doing. Like Miami essentially had shipped out Dwayne Dedman in a second round pick for cash, right? But they're one of those teams that you feel like they've been to the NBA Finals, right? Eastern Conference Finals, but it just feels like they're stuck with this Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, where there's nothing that can get them to the next level as it relates to where Philly, Milwaukee, and Boston are. So maybe that could be a fit for Russ. Another team I had that's not – they're not losers. I'm just confused to what the moves are. I thought they were going to be the biggest sellers, and they end up being a buyer. The Toronto Raptors. I don't – hey, they're going to sell OG Anunoby. Nope, nothing happened. No first-round picks. They're going to sell Fred VanVleet. Nope, no first-round picks. Like, what are you doing? Scottie Barnes, they're holding on to. Pascal Siakam, they're holding on to. They bring in Jakob Poeltl. I know that they needed a center, right? But he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Both Fred VanVleet and you think about I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, and Gary Trent Jr., they're going to opt out. They're going to be unrestricted free agents. You're going to have to pay them.
Question.
And Jakob Poeltl at the same time.
Like, question, Jay, about that. No one is infallible, right? Like, you can criticize anyone. I don't care how great they are and what their track record is. But there are people infallible, meaning they don't make mistakes.
Yeah. That's your key word.
He said it so fast.
The point is that there are some guys, though, where their track record tells you they might be up to. Like when people say, hey, Max, what do you think the Giants
Masai
should do?
Ujiri, yes.
I'm like, you know what? They know better
than
me.
That's why I said I'm confused.
Masai Ujiri.
Confused.
As opposed to like, oh, what are they doing? It's like more like, hey, what is he up to, right?
Hey,
he's got to have a plan.
Let me ask you this, though, real quick. Can Russ help Dallas in a second unit with a guy like Jason Kidd?
Especially when, let's say, for instance,
you need to rest up Luka, you need to rest up Kyrie, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes, whatever the number is, and now you got Westbrook being the floor general.
Everybody on that team can shoot the rock.
Yeah, like Westbrook, they're starting over you.
Everybody on that team can shoot the rock.
And when he looks at them, he's going,
I didn't think about that.
When he looks at them, Jay, to your point, he's going, okay, they're starting over me right now.
They're different.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN. How's that? Westbrook to Dallas. People with that? 888-SAY-ESPN. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Did KD cost the Lakers Kyrie?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Kevin Durant is a Phoenix Sun.
When you get Kevin Durant playing at the level that he has played with this season, what this shows is that Phoenix is going for it now.
Love the competition now that we can be in the same conference, and I welcome all that. Get to see him a little bit more, probably playing against Phoenix a lot more.
For Phoenix, you know, just a chance now to really make a run at a title.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Did KD just cost the Lakers Kyrie Irving? Didn't it seem like Kyrie was headed to L.A. and then all of a sudden KD's in Phoenix? You go, wait a minute, did Phoenix grab Kyrie? Replace Chris Paul next year with Kyrie Irving and Devin Booker?
Come on, man. Max.
And
Kevin
Durant.
Kill game, man. Kill game with all that.
Can we just focus
on this
year,
homie?
Please?
Don't do that. Don't do
that,
Max.
What I'm going to do.
Don't do that, man.
Exactly that.
No, man, don't do that. Kill game.
I would rather Kyrie go to L.A. And the reason I would rather, other than being a Lakers fan, the reason I would rather that happen is I want to see finally in the twilight of LeBron's career, but when he's still really good, him and KD in the same conference going toe-to-toe on evenly matched teams. That's what I'd love to see. And if Kyrie goes to Phoenix, you ain't got that. But if he goes to L.A., you do. So I'd rather see that
happen.
Yeah,
but don't even mention going to Phoenix, though. Woj did that. Was it Woj that did that yesterday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. Stop that.
It's out there.
So, yeah, Max, well, I know we were talking about Russell Westbrook, five different teams in five straight years, which is just like.
A lot of people want him.
So.
Max, that's the way I always look at it.
Hold on, Key, before we even get into this. Our own Dave McMenamin.
McMenamin. Lots of M's and N's.
McMenamin. He had this to say.
Well, this was the time to do it. Russell Westbrook was not going to be part of the team after this summer when his contract expired. And also, when his contract came off the books, the Lakers would have less money to deal with in the free agency period this summer. So you had to do it if you wanted to get those pieces you could have part of the team moving forward. You get younger, you got shooting, you got switchable defenders. And as one source told me, you remove a vampire from the locker room. That meaning a vampire sucks the blood out of the locker room. Russell Westbrook moves on.
What do you think, Jay? Wow.
I mean, wow. Key, I automatically, you know, I get there were different videos. Like, you know, I kind of brought this up, the one video one time where LeBron and AD were giving Russ this side eye when he was like, guys, just remember, regardless of whatever, win, lose, or draw, just have fun. Right? And LeBron's like, oh, we're not here to have fun, dude. I'm here to win a chip. Right? So, like, the difference of mentality a little bit. But the one thing I can say about Brody is he always brings the intensity on the court. Whether his game suits the style in which is conducive to teams winning is another question. But I wasn't in that locker room. But that's concerning for me that a player would be labeled from a source from our own Dave McMenamin.
No, a source told him this.
That's what I just said.
But I'm saying
source.
I don't want to pin it on McMenamin because he's reporting what a source told him.
Yeah, a source told.
That's what you said. You said a source.
Okay.
You just had to get the name right.
I just sometimes like repeating what you say, and
you
it's
do,
like,
all
it's
the
my
time,
idea.
Yes,
go ahead.
Sure. That somebody would call that Russ would be labeled a vampire, man. That's a harsh critique, Key.
But you're going to always – look, man, when you get players that one would deem volatile – in aggressive, especially early in their careers, and you have a dust-up or fallout or whatever the case, that's going to carry you no matter what the case may be. The moment that you sneeze, he's a problem. That's just the way it is. I mean, when you look at it, he has been on a number of teams. But is it due to his style of play or his style of the way he conducts himself within the locker room? Because everything that I know from that locker room in L.A., it wasn't that big of a deal other than the other day when he got into it with the coach, with Ham, because of differences on how he was being spoke to and being approached. So that's you get that when you're dealing with a grown man that makes the type of money that he makes, he doesn't want to hear all of that. He don't want to hear you chewing off his earlobes.
You know,
that's just the reality of it.
I got to say, I want to say something about Westbrook. I think about this sometimes. Like, we all know people in our lives, right, who are good at doing hard things, but it doesn't seem like it's hard for them. Like, everyone has something that's hard for them to do. For you, it might be something different than for me, for the next guy, right? Westbrook is very good at playing hard all the time. And that's something that I don't know if anyone's as good as playing as hard as him all the time. And I don't want to diminish that. That's an amazing thing. It's a quality most of us need. But it doesn't appear to me that that's the hard thing for him, Jay. The hard thing for him is changing in order to best suit the team sometimes, right? Like, I know people who are very good at being productive, let's say writing. They write and write and write, and they can finish stuff and complete stuff that other people would, they talk about it, they never do it. But then the quality of it, the hard thing for them is sitting down and holding their own feet to the fire in terms of rigor of editing and making sure that it's really top quality, right? Because that's the hard thing for them. That's the thing that – so Westbrook is great at doing a hard thing for most other people, but he's not so great at doing the thing that's hard for him, and that's affected his career, I think.
So think about the hard thing is that now Russ is no longer the guy. You're asking Russ – on a championship team to be the second or third, probably more realistically, the third guy. So when you start thinking about championship contention on those teams personnel-wise, as a player gets older in his career, typically what you happen is a player loses a little bit of their athletic ability, Key, and they start refining other skill sets, right? Like shooting or passing. So then you could be Carmelo Anthony, great spot-up shooter, right? So he can stay on the floor. It might be a defensive liability, but elite shooter, which is why teams like LeBron and company, let's give that a try because it helps with spacing. You can't do that with Russ, which means in critical game situations, he can't be on the floor if he's not the primary ball handler, which at this stage of his career, he's not going to be the guy anymore. So it makes it tough for him to run a second
unit. He's going to run a second unit, so he's not going to be on the floor to start or finish the game, but he can get minutes in between being productive if he accepts
the
role.
But he's still, Key's 34 years old, and he still has elite athletic ability. He's still blown by people. He can still attack at the rim.
But he accepted the role this year with the Lakers. He accepted that role. It was a little rubber band, and then they had to tie it in a knot, and he eventually accepted the role. They moved on from him for a number of reasons, because salary cap, this, that, and the other. And he had value to get picks back, and I mean, to get players back that could help them expand the floor for LeBron and AD or whatever it is that they're looking to do. So he has value. He needs to find a team, though. A championship contending team that needs that type of guy. So as I went through the NBA list in my brain, I stopped in Dallas.
That's a good
idea. And I said, okay, Luka plays a lot of minutes. You push some of those minutes back from Luka. Take a little bit of minutes maybe from Kyrie to the fourth quarter type stuff. When you need them to come back in, you move Russ back on the bench, and you allow him to understand that. And I think Jason Kidd, out of everybody in the coaching circuit, can get him, play the point guard position, both from California. You know, they same conference. I would think that Jason Kidd could get to him to let him understand. Even when Jason, if you remember, Max and Jay, at the end of his career, when he went back to Dallas, he always was a star. He had to surrender some of that star power to win his championship.
You stagger his minutes with Luka, and you let him play with Kyrie. Kyrie showed you he could play off the ball. He did it with James Harden. He's done it with LeBron James. I mean, that's how you do it. And by the way, he's going to be cheap. Like, that's the biggest thing, guys. He was owed $47 million this year. So now on the buyout market, he gets bought out. He's affordable.
Free, basically. By the way.
Free? $5 million ain't free?
Right, well, come on. NBA. But I'll tell you what, also, the worry, oh, he's a vampire, whatever. What effect is he going to have? He might have a good effect on Kyrie Irving in this sense. Sometimes Kyrie is not available, right? Russell Westbrook, let's be honest, Kyrie misses a ton of games for whatever reason.
Man, he missed them in Brooklyn. Max, stop.
But he did miss a ton of time. Russell Westbrook could be a very good influence in that respect for Kyrie. My point is, it might have the opposite effect of the knee-jerk reaction might be, how's that going to work? That maybe turns out, they maybe are more than the sum of its parts. What's the best fit for Westbrook?
And let's take
these
toughness calls. Too.
Yes, that's what does. I'm saying. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Russ is no longer the guy. You're asking Russ on a championship team to be the second or third, probably more realistically, the third guy. He can't be on the floor if he's not the primary ball handler, which at this stage of his career, he's not going to be the guy.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, where is the best fit for Russell Westbrook? Derek in Ohio, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
What up, D?
Morning, fellas.
Real slow. Morning.
And real slow.
Yo, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good, good.
Doing good, what's baby. Up? Talk to us, man. What you got?
Yeah, so what it is I think the best fit for him is to be in Phoenix backing up Chris Paul because they don't have a legitimate backup, you know, point guard. And I think it will work out good this year, just this year, to try to win the chip, to but try to get, you know, past Boston.
Jay shook his head immediately. What's
well,
up?
KD over there, though. Yeah, that ain't going
to
happen.
I mean, KD might have to sign off on that one.
Yeah, that ain't.
But I don't know. Key, maybe at this stage of his career, if Russ is willing and able to buy in, could be interesting.
That was just such a – and you would know because obviously you dialed into it a lot deeper than me and Max. It just seemed like that the way they parted just didn't – it's not fixable, so to speak. I'm trying to find the words without stepping in it. It just didn't feel right. You know, you can have disagreements with ex-teammates, and in the end you'd be like, oh, okay, cool. But it don't seem like an okay, cool.
Yeah, the fit potentially could work, but the one thing that you would have to get from Russ here and the biggest thing around Russ is him buying in on the defensive end. Like, he did a better job of doing that this year, right? But I don't know about that one. That one's iffy to me.
OKC didn't stand for okay, cool. Yep.
And even see, another reason, like y'all was talking about him buying in and him accepting he's a different player than some other players in the NBA – if he was to go with KD, it feels like Russ be like, man, I'm colding him still. Like he was still, you know what I'm saying, Jay?
But that's
like
one of the problems with
no,
Westbrook.
But I'm talking about specifically. I'm specifically talking about with Durant because it was his ex-teammate at OKC. He might still feel like you ain't never done what I did with the triple double. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's just bringing back to that space.
Because as I'm sitting here thinking about it, Key, there is a part of me that really wants Russ and KD to reunite, to bring back what that OKC moment was. And then I'm thinking about, man, now you're talking about Russ not only gets a chip, but then CP3 would get a chip. And then, by the way, Phoenix has never won a chip. And then Kevin Durant would be one of the main reasons they do so.
It's a huge redemption story,
which might change your perspective of KD overall, considering what happened with Golden
State. But I wonder what, and I don't know this, but I wonder what CP3's relationship is with Westbrook. Because now you got two alpha, you know what I'm saying?
But that's
two
where
guys.
How you get in, how you fit in is everything, you know? Get in where you fit in.
Art in Durham. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
North
ESPN
Carolina.
Radio.
What's up, Durham?
Helicopter.
What's up, Art?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We got you,
brother.
All right, cool. So I would love to see Brody go to Phoenix. I think somebody just said that. But another team that could be a possible good veteran fit for him could be Memphis and help Ja off the bench.
Okay, I see that. I can see that in Memphis a little bit. I mean, I still think they need a veteran. I still think they need a bet as a wing. But okay.
I want them to have a championship vet, though. Mm-hmm. Because they need that championship kind of leadership mentality because they already a young, hungry team.
Yeah, he has not won a championship, obviously. He's gotten to game 7 against that same 73-win team that LeBron got past, but it was his most amazing accomplishment. He and KD took them down to the wire. I was there. Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. It's not a championship, but it's pretty good. Chris in Atlanta. Go, Chris.
Yeah, I'm just saying Westbrook, like Max just said, his best chance back with OKC. He ain't going to change. He comes down, he shoots the ball. He's never hot, straight off the bench. You've seen him play. He plays 100%, but it's about him. He can't change in the middle of the season and just change the way he plays, change the way he thinks. you feel on a championship team, you're willing to give up everything for that chip. And if LeBron can't teach you that, nobody can teach you that. And that's my take. Mm.
That's interesting. That's interesting, the LeBron point, guys.
One of the heaviest things I feel every time I discuss Russell Westbrook is I'm waiting, like, as a player. I'm going to be so real with everybody, obviously going through my injury, right? And Russ has never had something that's had to force him to slow down. But when you go through something that forces you to slow down, you have to think the game. You're forced to think the game differently because you have to move differently. And Russ has never had an injury like that, Key, where it slowed him down to refine the other skill sets of his game, but more importantly, for him to think the game through. I really wish Russ would think the game through. I'm talking about CP3, like, think the game through possession by possession. Okay, this guy's backing off me. Great. Let me absorb that room, but let me absorb it to kick to get this guy a shot. Or let me just not force a shot up at the rim. Let me pull back out and get my team into a set. His lack of willingness to, like, over-assert himself thinking the game is what hinders me from saying, yeah, I want to run. I want to wrestle my team.
But is it really his lack of willingness to do it, or is it just something he can't do because this has been him for 30 years of playing basketball since he was a kid?
That's lack of willingness, Key. You can't tell me that players can't adjust their game. Your game adjusted from the time you were a rookie in the league to the time you were a vet. You had to learn how to do things differently.
And this dude just made an interesting point, which is he played with LeBron and didn't do it.
But see, I had – well, that's not true.
Well,
because
he did go to the bench.
He did go to the bench and change as far as that goes.
Yeah, but he didn't have to change his style of play because he was off the bench.
He's not in L.A. because he can't play, Max. He's in L.A. because they need to get better. They could not afford to just have him – doing that. They need more bodies.
I'm not arguing he didn't accept a different role, but the role allowed him to continue to play the same way. And what Jay is saying is not simply, hey, where your minutes are going to come. It's the style of play.
But if you don't have different tools in the box, you can't go to your other tools. Right. He's never had different tools in the box. You alluded to me, Jay. I always had a different tool set. Mm. I always could do this, do that, because that's how I was raised. Starting from high school with that pitcher, you know, with the hairline, it was one of them situations where I played inside, outside. I was taught to block. I was taught to go deep. I was taught those things. So if anything else went south, I can always go to something else. That was never the case with him.
Yeah, but Key, I've seen a lot of players come in the game one way and work on other aspects of their game.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, we talk Mahomes coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.